Well, happy end of January. How did that happen? It's our last week. January is officially fucked. That's the official term. It's gone. It's all over. That's the end of that. So I suddenly realised that that caused a little bit of heat on my bottom. I thought I have a warm bottom now because I'm a 12th of the way through the year and I've been fucking fannying around pretending it's New Year and it's not. No, Lisa, it's not. It is the end of January, which means you're a 12th of the way through the year and I've effectively done fuck all. So I was like, oh dear. So anyway, yesterday I got stuck into the wardrobe. Now, you need to know the wardrobe is a whole room for me. I am a maximalist. Spent 25 years in the fashion industry, have a fucking lot of clothes, love clothes, but there comes a time. And the problem with when you like a lot of stuff as a maximalist, and if you're a maximalist, you will understand. I think minimalists just don't have the metal to organise their shit, right? So they go, fuck it, I'll just have two t-shirts and then they don't have to worry. But I like the idea, but you have to have a system for your things when you're a maximalist. So I have a system, I have a lot of stuff. I collect a lot of shit. So my collections are in containers and then they get rotated and shit, you know? So you've got to have systems for your stuff. Now, some of you are going, oh my God, help me, Rhonda. I never want to have a system for my shit. I get it. It's a lot. It's more work. But I do love stuff. And the problem with loving stuff is you have to organize your stuff. And I'm sure it's wearing off, to be fair. I'm starting to get a little bit less stuffish, I think. Maybe. But then anyway, I'm not a hoarder because I have systems and I have structure. And so that happens. So anyway, I spent all day yesterday, going through. Now, I wrote a book. Some of you will have read a book I wrote a long time ago called The Lickable Third. And it's all about making your life 33% better. And in fact, my friend Pete worked out the maths for that because I can't do maths. But really, it's about getting rid of a third of your life. So a third of the people in your life are fuckwits, a third of the clothes in your life you don't wear, a third of the shit in your kitchen drawer you don't even like, a third of the stuff in your garage you don't use, a third of the shoes you own you don't wear, blah, 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 blah. So it's about getting rid of a third of everything and then making your life 33% better. How good is that? So I lickable thirded my wardrobe. Now what that means is I went through and pulled out all my, like the number ones, the things that are number one, the things I would save in a fire, the things I would fucking lick, the things I adore and I feel good in them and I love them and oh my God, right? So the lickable third. And then the kind of meh third, the sort of average stuff, the stuff that I like, that I use, that is useful. I'm not in love with it, but it's very useful. That's the number twos. And I still like it and it's useful, but I wouldn't grab it in a fire or if I left it behind some, you know, at a restaurant, I wouldn't worry. I just go, oh, well, that's that gone, you know? But the lickable third stuff you would fucking hunt down, you'd travel back to the restaurant to get the coat, all that stuff. The third level is just shit you don't like and you never did like and you probably just made a mistake and it was an impulse or I don't know, you thought you were cool that day and you bought something that isn't really you because you're not maybe not cool. I don't know. Anyway, I went through my wardrobe, got rid of that, and then so what happens here, I do this often, and the bit that trips me up is the third at the bottom, the shit third, because I don't know then what to do with it. And then I get really stuck in, do I donate it? Do I ditch it? And then I feel really guilty, if I'm honest, about the amount of shit I have. And I don't want it to go into landfill. So then I'm like, no, it's got to be donated. So then I go, oh, that's got to be separated to go to this charity and that charity. And then that's got to go, oh, fuck. And then I just lose the will to live. So I had a strategy for this one where I knew I only had one day, so I just bagged everything up. Everything has been, all the third shit is in suitcases. Now, you might say, well, that's useless, Lisa, you haven't got rid of it. No, I haven't, but it's not in my wardrobe and it's not weighing me down. And now I feel a hell of a lot better about packing for my trip away this week because this week I'm doing my first week of delivery for 2025. I'm back on the delivery horse, which means, you know, airports, travel, suitcase, hotel, boom, So I've got to have all my shit gathered in a bag. And so that was part of the motivation for doing it. So anyway, that was that. So today being Monday, happy Australia Day if you're in Australia. Happy Auckland Day if you're in Auckland. There's a lot of days happening today. Today we're having a bit of an audit on my website and marketing materials, Michaela and I. So that's going to be a big day. I'm excited about that. Pretty much Mondays. Just M for Michaela is what Monday means in my life. So we spend the whole day working together, which I fucking love. I love her and I love working with her. And that's what we're doing. So that's good. Tuesday, I'm off to Christchurch for Tuesday. And I am speaking at the Christchurch Harcourts Kickstart. I do love a bit of real estate. And I do love, you know, I love all that, right? So and Kickstart, oh my God, I am just the very girl to be giving them a kick up the ass and getting them organized into the year. So what's the energy they need to bring to the year? Who do they want to be? How do they want to be? What are they going to do? What's the plan? What's holding them back? Blah, blah, blah. Very excited about that. Then I've got dinner with my lovely friend Chris in Christchurch. Then Wednesday, now Wednesday is Chinese New Year. Happy Chinese New Year. And it is the year of the snake. The year of the snake. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the snake, except I do know that the year of the snake's about rebirth. It's usually about shedding skins like the old snake does. It's quite sort of metaphoric. And this is the year of the wooden snake. So I think there's the snake. Happens every 12 years, the year, because there's 12 aminals in the Chinese zodiac. So every 12th year, your animal gets shot. And then now, this is where I'm going to get really messed up with the maths, because every there's five elements, and so there's like the metal snake, the wood snake, the air snake, the fire snake, right? So this is wood snake. So on Wednesday, you need to wear red or green or gold to be very lucky to welcome in the Chinese New Year. That's what you must do on, it's a very big deal. And so that's a good idea. If you were born in 1965, 1977, 1989, you are a snake and this is a very big year for you. It's a big year for real estate, which is good because I do a lot of work in real estate. We're going in New Zealand, we're going to see flourishing real estate. We could fucking do with that, couldn't we? For those of us with mortgages, bring on a flourishing real estate. So that's exciting. So there you go. And I will be spending my day driving to Alexandra to check out my energy festival location. I'm a bit excited. So I'm going to go and meet the gorgeous people and have a wee tattoo around there and just get my bearings for bringing that. It's always exciting / nerve-wracking when you do events and then you're like, oh God, I haven't been to the venue and what does it look like? And I'm very feely, you know. My energy is very feely, so I have to be in the space. So I'm going to feel the energy. Just go and give that a wee tickle up. Bit of feeling of energy in Alexandra. That's what I'll be doing. And then driving back to hang out with my beautiful friend Quentin, who I'm a bit excited about. And then I'm speaking at another Harcourts gig for Southland and Gore. So that's going to be another kickstarty kind of, this time of year, a lot of companies get really into their getting kickstarted for the year, and I get to be part of that because I'm quite motivational, I'm told. So that's one of my favourite things to do at this time of year is to help companies with their, you know, sales kickstarts, like get off your ass, let's go people, giddy up. So that's exciting. And then I'm flying home, so that'll be a big day. I'll be a wee bit tired after my first soiree through the airport and with the travel. And then Friday is generally a day where I do gym work. Now that I identify as a gym person. So Sandra, my PT, and I will be doing that. And then I've got lots of mentoring because that's what I do on Fridays with all my lovely business people that love a bit of mentoring. So that's quite a big week. Had to get my undies in alphabetical order. Had to find all my cords for my laptop and my bloody, you know, all the HDMI cords that you need when you're presenting traveling circus. So I've been organizing my briefcase, my travel bag, got a brand new suitcase, very excited about it. It's got upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs, you unzip it and there's just a little shallow bit where you can put in pockets. So you can put all your undies and, you know, your and maybe a frock. And then downstairs you put your shoes and your jumpers and your jeans and your heavy things, and I'm so happy. like, oh my God, upstairs and downstairs. It's a bit cute, my suitcase. I got it at Strand Bags in the Boxing Day sales, and it's just a bit gorgeous. So, and it's cream, so I'll be able to find her on the luggage carousel. She'll be just sitting out there saying, check me out, and she won't be like a big black beast like all the others are that are on the luggage carousel. So that's me. So that's my week. So I'm interested in what you've got in your thirds. And like I did, so I did my office drawer last week and got rid of a third of the shit in there. A third of the pens, gone. Gave them to some friends who've got children needing pens for school because I thought, well, that's good. So, you know, like all that shit, where everything in your life can be broken down into the lickable third. Your undie drawer, your makeup drawer, your everything. Everything, man. Your books, you can go through. I quite often do my bookshelf. Yeah, it's quite fun. So there you go. All about removing a third, because my word this year is buoyant. I'm being buoyant. And to be buoyant, you need space, because you can't bob around if your shoulders are touching the walls, right? So you've got to have space. I'm creating space. I'm creating energetic space, physical space, or having my own space, all about space and buoyancy. So that's my theme, you see? And there we go. See you later, January. It's been lovely. And I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you in February. No, I won't. Yes, I will. I think, is it February on Friday? No, I can't remember. Maybe, oh no, Friday. My observation will be coming out on Friday. Otherwise, my next Monday meeting is going to be a February meeting. Can't believe it. Anyway, happy last of January to you. Bye-bye.